Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about how to process difficult emotions. It's not easy. Every relationship has moments that may irritate, anger, or frustrate us. Most people automatically default to one of two ways of dealing with these feelings: bottling or brooding. Don't know which you do? Take a listen to this scenario and think about how you would react. Every week for the last month, you've asked your partner to sit down and go over the household finances. And they always say, sure, of course. But then at the designated time, they always have an excuse. The lawn needs to be mowed. Their dad needs their help. A work project needs to be finished. And week after week, you're stuck with figuring out all the bills yourself, and you're completely frustrated and angry and hurt. So how do you handle these emotions? Maybe you bottle them up and push everything down, keeping your feelings locked inside. If this is the case, you may rationalize to yourself, I'm upset they keep avoiding this discussion. But really, in the scheme of things, it's no big deal. So I'll just keep doing the bills myself till they have time to help. I'm fine. But really, you don't feel fine at all. Or maybe you go to the other extreme and brood about the situation. You become so consumed with anger and frustration that it's difficult to do or think about anything else but your partner's disregard of your needs. You can't let go of the anger. You obsess on your hurt. You dwell on their insensitivity. Some people even go back and forth between the two. They bottle up the emotions till they can't take it anymore, then start brooding about them, then feel bad about brooding and start bottling again. And then they explode. Not a good scenario for any relationship. But don't beat yourself up. Your instinct to bottle or brood comes with some very good intentions, feeling that somehow you're handling your emotions effectively. But that's actually not the case. Both bottling and brooding can have an enormous impact on your physical and emotional health, anxiety, levels of depression, and the quality of your relationship. Because even if you don't say anything to your partner, on some level they sense something is going on with you. So how do you stop the cycle? First, become more mindful and notice the difficult emotions as they come up. Awareness is huge. Next, try not to judge yourself for the emotions you're feeling. Show yourself some compassion and kindness. Talk to yourself as you would talk to a friend. Then, realize that bottling and brooding are signs that the situation is something you really care about. So be a detective. Treat these difficult emotions as important information and find the hidden meanings behind them. Why is this situation so important to you? Is it something you feel like you're not getting enough of in your relationship? And finally, broaden your perspective. You know what you're feeling. Now find out what your partner is feeling. Even in conflict, talk to your partner. Explore, discuss, and learn. Today's small thing. The next time you're filled with difficult emotions, stop, think, and become aware of how you're processing your feelings. Then take steps to figure out the hidden meanings behind your emotions and explore those feelings with your partner. Tune into the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships. Improve your relationships in 30 days with our 30 Days to a Better Relationship email challenge. Increase fondness and admiration for your partner gradually with one email a day over a month. Learn more at gottman.com/30days.